Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flyery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan back at the home studio keeping things rolling. It is a big day out here at Falcons training camp with the pads going on today. If you're coming out here, I'm going to warn you again. You need to wear shorts, a tank, lots of water. It is toasty already, and we are under a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. We've already got our fan on, and the sun isn't up, if that tells you anything.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious what happened here because Mike set this fan up, and it was on me.
Uh-huh.
And Gordon has moved it, and now it's just on Allie. And
he's getting your own personal, man.
Okay. Okay, all right.
He's got another fan for you there. We're not completely set up yet.
All right, just checking because I was like, how did I go from having a fan to
Well, I'm going to be like your mother today. Hydrate, because it is going to be extremely, extremely warm today. Yesterday, Hall of Fame tight end Shannon Sharp joined the midday show with Andy and Randy. They had a really interesting conversation. They got to talking about Kyle Pitts and how his health has affected his career.
Well, I think the biggest thing is to stay healthy. It's hard to perform at an elite level when you're injured. Even the slightest nick can throw you off and it starts messing with your head. And plus, he had such an outstanding rookie year. There are not a whole lot of rookie tight ends that come in and off the clip, go get you a grand. And that's what he did. So the bar was raised extremely high. And he had to deal with a lot of different quarterbacks. He was dealing with injuries.
And if Kyle stays healthy, Shannon went on to say that he is expecting big things from him.
He does have a very, very unique skill set. He's a guy that's tremendous run after the catch. He's a big target. He can run good routes. So I'm expecting a big year, but he can only have a big year if he's healthy. And I had this conversation. I said, bro, when they start talking about these tight ends, they need to talk about you. You hear them talk about LaPorta, and they talk about McBride, and they talk about Hockenson, and they talk about Travis Kelce. I said, bro, you have the ability. You can run routes like a receiver. You're fluid. You can drop your hips. You can get in and out of breaks. You can make tough, contested catches. You're great run after the catch. And he said, man, you know, you're right. He said, but I just got to stay healthy.
I'm playing a little bit of radio double dutch here. You know what I mean? You kind of the ropes start going and you're like, I'm backing out. Wait a minute. No, I'm in. No, I'm out. Look, and that's imperative for everybody, right? I mean, I think that's the way kind of this thing goes and this conversation surrounding Kyle Pitts. I know that there's some people out there that are like tired of hearing about it. It's weird to me. The fan base of the Falcons right now, it's almost split 50-50, maybe a little bit skewed into, you know, feeling like it's not going to be a good year or they're not expecting big things. But there are still a lot of people that are expecting massive seasons out of Kyle Pitts. And the more he does some of these media hits, I know he visited with Shannon and Ocho Cinco and had that conversation. And, Chad Ocho Cinco was calling for, you know, however many thousand yards and this, that, and the other. Like, I just want things to feel consistent for Kyle Pitts. Is that fair? I if it's consistently 50 yards a game, then so be it. If it's consistently 40 yards a game, if they're finding him early or if they're finding him late, it just seems like too many times, Bo, in the last couple of years, it's like, oh, Kyle Pitts coming out party. Oh, he's wide open. Oh, they're going to hit him for an explosive. And then he just goes away for one game, two games. And I know a lot of that has to do with game plan out of Zach Robinson and different fronts they're seeing and different things they're trying to bring to the table. But, man, it can be really frustrating for guys that want to follow his career and really rooting him on.
This is one I'm at a loss for because no matter what I say, seems to be that I'm having to defend it one way or the other. I understand that Kyle, year three, 2023 to me, I thought Kyle got a pass from me because I do believe that he was never quite exactly what you thought he might be. But last year, that I don't know what the excuse is because the same quarterback stuff, well, Drake London didn't bother him. Darnell Mooney didn't bother him. Well, they threw them the ball. Why? Because they got open, and they could you could trust that if there was a contested catch, those guys were going to make. So, I understand he's got to stay healthy, but I don't buy that. Nobody is healthy in this league after training camp, or after week one, I should say. Most every player has a nick or something or a bruise or whatever. I mean, everybody's got their own issues they're dealing with. So. It just feels like whatever happens this year is going to be a bow, no pun intended, on his career here, good or bad.
And I want to get you guys' thoughts on this because I said this to Dylan on Sunday, and I was like, if he goes for 800 yards and 7 touchdowns in that ballpark, I will consider it a win on the season. Like, you know what I mean? I don't need him to get to the 1,000-yard mark or 10 touchdowns or whatever these outlandish claims tend to be at times. I don't know – I don't know that Zach Robinson can get that done. I don't know that Kyle Pitts can get that done. It almost seems unfair to look at it here in year five and go, oh, 1,000 yards. I know he did that as a rookie, but it just doesn't seem to be in his game the last couple of years from what we've seen.
They also didn't have a run game that year, a good running game the year he went for 1,000 yards. It was, you know, it was an offense where he had Matt, and it was really just Kyle. That's the thing to me. That's why I know that there's somewhere there can be a player that can be dependable. Because Matt threw it in some big situations with the game on the line to Kyle, and he made those big plays. I will never forget the Dolphins game. You know, we're in Miami, and they go down to score, and Matt puts a ball, I mean, in between two defenders and just fits it in there. One of a phenomenal throw, but just as good of a catch. And he held on to it. He took a shot, and they win the game because of that play. So, you know, it's one of those deals where I know that there's somewhere in there, but – it doesn't look like that player, that the want-to that was there then is there now, and I don't want to be unfair to him, but I don't know what's fair for, you know. He had a stretch last year where I'm like, he's back, dude, and then he goes the next four, it goes like a, it's like a four-game stretch, and then he goes four games where I think he had like three catches.
Yeah, he had a rough stretch right there.
So I don't expect him to have 1,000 yards. What I expect him to do is have, you know, more than 47 catches for more than four touchdowns, okay? I need him being a threat. I agree with Mike Bell, says all the time. I agree with Mike Bell. I need him to be a threat in the red zone because that's where his skill set comes into play the most. The other thing his skill set is getting the ball on the run and running away from guys, and that is on Zach Robinson. Build in a shallow drag to start a game or – you know, a little slant route to start a game and hit him. And now Kyle's got to win on that slant at the top with his move inside, and he's got to move win with that drag.
Yep.
But get the ball with him running away from people and let him eat. But then again, he's got to understand that he's got to be able to make that 5 yards turn around and a guy draped on you like Tony Gonzalez could make it. Those are tight end catches. Shannon Sharp made those. And I always thought that, to me, Kyle reminded was a faster, leaner version of Shannon Sharp coming out. Not as big and clearly not as physical.
Do you think Shannon Sharp's being a little softer on his opinion on Kyle Pitts because it's his fellow brother and it's a tight end?
Yeah, I think tight ends are easier on tight ends. Like, I think wide receivers are easier on receivers. And linemen, Mike, linemen are easier on linemen.
No doubt.
I mean,
no, because you know the struggles. You know the struggles of it, man.
The only position I think that at times they're harder on, and they're also they're both. At times, quarterbacks will straight out call out a quarterback when they make a bad decision or something. But then again, they're the quickest and the hardest to defend when they think it's the other guy's fault, right? Like if they think that was a bad route, straight up call it. But you know. They'll go in, but if they think a quarterback can't make a decision, it'll be like you can't do that. You can't make that throw. So, but I think the rest of the positions are a little bit quicker to stand up for their position.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, so Mike said he would be good with 800 yards. Bo, do you have any expectations for Kyle this year?
Expectations? No. If you told me, what would you walk away saying, man, I got to give him his due. I would say seven touchdowns. And the reason why, and he's only got 10 in his career, and the reason why is it would mean to, I think personally, that he became a threat in the red zone. And that means he physically became more of a physical player.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And it's like I said, I almost feel like, guys, and I talked to Dylan about this again on Sunday, I almost feel like if he were to go for 1,200, like something probably went wrong. I don't think that's the design of what Zach Robinson's trying to accomplish with this offense. I mean, I'm not saying that something went wrong for Kyle Pitts. Obviously, that's an extraordinary year, and you're looking at probably re-signing him to a nice contract if he goes for 1,200. But it just the way things are designed with Darnell and with Drake and with Bijan getting all these rushing yards, I just can't imagine a situation where you're talking about Kyle going for 1,200.
If you told me Kyle Pitts went for 1,200 yards, I would tell you who got hurt.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way.
Because it's not – and that's the thing that's where people have to be fair to Pitts, is that when he went for 1,000 yards, it was him. It was nobody else. Ridley, remember, he left the team, and then he got suspended for the gambling issue. Kyle was the only guy Matt had to throw to. That's why I know that Kyle can do it when it's all on him. That's what's crazy for me. But I would tell you that something went terribly wrong. I don't want that from him. I just need – I think you said it best, consistency. And there's been no consistency from game to game, quarter of the season, and season to season.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on Kyle today at training camp and throughout the season and see what happens there. But coming up, Braves win. Braves won. We'll cover that in front page. And we've got my Allie Mac drop. We're going to do some jersey math. It has nothing to do with fist pumping. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.